Our condolences to all the believers all across the world, wherever you are, upon the martyrdom anniversary of the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is precisely because Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up, nurtured, educated, and raised by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. Imam Ali alayhi salam was also the most perfect disciple of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And His Eminence was also the first believing male who accepted Islam at the very hands of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And of course, His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam was appointed as the successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, on multiple different and various occasions, such as the event of Yawm al-Dar and the event of Ghadir Khum. The life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was a life full of jihad al-tab'een, a jihad, a struggle, a fight, to differentiate and clarify and explain the truth as regards to falsehood. It was a life to make clear what the truth is, and it was a life to stand up for and protect and defend the truth at all costs. And of course, it was a life spent in uncovering the masks from the face of falsehood and to show who is on the right and who is on the wrong. We find that throughout the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, His Eminence did all that he could in order to defend and protect Islam and the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. A jihad al-tab'een of sorts. His Eminence was present in all the major battles of the early era of Islam. He defended and protected the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and Islam in the great battles of Badr and Uhud, and Khaybar and Khandaq and Hunayn. In all these battles, he was at the forefront and at the front lines, defending the Messenger of Islam and Islam. And when His Eminence wasn't on the front lines of the battlefield, he was in the city of Medina, protecting Wilaya and defending Wilaya, or he was an emissary to Yemen, promoting the message of Wilaya. And another instance of this jihad al-tab'een can be witnessed in Laylatul Mabit, when the life of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was in grave danger, and Imam Ali alayhi salam chose to sleep in the bed of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in order to protect the life of the Messenger of Allah and in order to protect and defend the message of Islam, even if it cost him his own life. And of course, there's the instance of His Eminence's jihad al-tab'een when the sedition of successorship occurred in the city of Medina and his caliphate was usurped. And in this instance of His Eminence's jihad al-tab'een, Imam Ali alayhi salam embarked upon boycotting the governmental establishment to the point that was necessary and appropriate. And yet another instance of the jihad al-tab'een of Imam Ali alayhi salam was when His Eminence embarked upon protecting and preserving the Holy Quran, the very book of jihad al-tab'een, in order to prevent any kind of corruption that might occur at the hands of the enemies of Allah. And of course, there's the jihad al-tab'een of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the battles of Jamal, Siffin, and Nahrawan, where His Eminence differentiated between the forces of truth and the forces of falsehood. And finally, we find that the great jihad al-tab'een of His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam led to the fact that the enemies of truth and the evildoers of His Eminence's time came to the masjid at the time of dawn, the Fajr prayers, while His Eminence was fasting, in the holy month of Ramadan, while he was in sujood, in prostration, while he was worshipping the Almighty Allah on one of the possible nights of Qadr, and they struck His Eminence on the head with a poisonous sword, In the end, dear friends, we learn one fundamental thing from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the commander of the believers, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. And that is that our standing and sitting, our moving or stopping, our speaking or silence, our taqiyya or our qiyam, it must all lead back to the wali of our time, and it must all lead back to wilaya. Assalamu ala maulana Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib صاحب السوابق والمناقب والنجدة ومبيد الكتائب الشديد البأس العظيم الميراث المكين الأساس ساقي المؤمنين بالكأس من حوض الرسول المكين الأمين السلام على صاحب النحى والفاضل والتوائل والمكرومات والنوائل السلام على فارس المؤمنين وليث الموحدين وقاتل المشركين ووصي الرسول رب العالمين ورحمة الله وبركاته. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.